Like, well, I want a Lexus.
She wanted to trade up.
He's like, okay, I'll sell your car. So then I'm like, what the heck? I don't have any transportation. If I give you my car to sell,
you mean a light bulb went off in your head.
Right.
Then he felt used.
I let her use the 1995 Toyota Corolla.
Unfortunately, I still have the car because I don't have my Lexus.
Now, how does she feel about him?
You're a sugar daddy.
Just a second.
Sweetheart, you're not that young.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy.
52-year-old Raymond Woods is suing his ex-girlfriend, 28-year-old Brandy Smith, for the return of a car and a deposit on an apartment.
Order. All rise.
United States case number 485 on the calendar in the matter of Woods versus Smith.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated.
Mr. Woods, this used to be your girlfriend, or she was a girlfriend of yours.
Yes.
It is your claim that she has your car and that she conned you out of paying for rent and a deposit on an apartment for her that you were intending on living in together, and then she moved in by herself. You want that money back.
Correct.
Ms. Smith says the car was a gift to her. You turned the title over to her, and that there was never any discussion of you moving in with her. She moved in by herself with her children, and the money that you did, in fact, put down on the apartment was a gift. Is that what you're claiming?
That's correct.
Okay. How long did you know him, Ms. Smith?
Since about February of 2009.
And when did he give you the car?
He gave me the car about mid-March.
Of 2009?
2009.
So he knows you a couple of weeks and he gives you a car. Let me find out why.
When I met Raymond, I was actually with my stepdad and he was fixing the car that I had. And so he was over there, you know, sidelining my dad, fixing my car, saying that, oh, you know, I can get you a better car, or, you know, this problem can be this problem. Basically meddling into me getting my car fixed. I had a Lexus at the time. So I needed to get some money to finish paying off for the pieces that I was getting done by my stepdad. So he offered to take me to the bank to get the money out of the bank. From there, you know.
You mean the bank was giving away money that day?
No, I went and made the withdrawal for myself. I was paying for my car to get fixed.
So you were going to take out the money from your bank?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And he gave me a ride because, of course, my car is getting worked on and I needed to go to the bank. So he offered to take me. We went to the bank and, you know, we started conversating here and there. You know, him talking up another car was sounding really interesting because my car was broke at the time. So I entertained it. And like 2 months later, I kept having reoccurring problems after I fixed that problem. And then he offered, he's like, okay, well, just give me that car. I could sell that car real quick because he sells cars on the street. So he's like, okay, I'll sell your car. And then I'm like, well, I want a Lexus. I want a Lexus, so if you can sell that car, whatever you get for that, just store that money and then apply that toward the Lexus that I want, a better car. He's like, okay. So then I'm like, well, dang, I don't have any transportation. If I give you my car to sell...
You mean a light bulb went off in your head?
Right. I'm like, well, I'm not going to have a car if I give you my car to sell. So he's like, oh, don't worry about it. I'll give you the Toyota Corolla, and you can drive that until I get you your Lexus that you want.
Go ahead.
Unfortunately, I still have the car because I don't have my Lexus. Can't really give back a car to have no car. The trade was, you give me this car, you give me my Lexus, you get your car back. So he gave me the car.
What kind of car did you let her drive?
I let her use a 1995 Toyota Corolla.
Big difference from a Lexus, wouldn't you say?
You can't afford a Lexus, then you don't have a Lexus.
I can.
You can? Then
yeah.
Go buy one. What does that have to do with him?
He's a used car salesman.
He's not the only one in town. Where do you live?
I live in California.
How many car dealers do you think there are in California?
A lot.
And you know what they're doing? They're giving Lexus away now.
That's true.
If you want a Lexus, it's a real good time to buy one. Right?
That's right.
Why did you put the title to the 1995 Corolla in her name?
I didn't put it in her name, Your Honor. I was going to sell the 1995 Toyota to another person, and I took the title and I had signed it, but the deal didn't go through, and I left the title in the car. I left it in there because I wanted her to have some proof of ownership. I wanted her to have something just in case you got stopped with an officer.
I have the original title. It's in my name, actually. And registration is suffice for if I get pulled over. I just need a car registration.
I did not give her the car, Your Honor.
Very good. When did you break up, Ms. Smith, with him? What month?
End of August, beginning of September, 2009.
Between March and August, were you dating exclusively?
No.
Explain that to me.
She's lying.
We were just friends. I'm a full-time student, so between the transition with me moving and eliminating the second parent in my household, I became the single parent and the full-time student. So we very rarely even hung out. We very rarely, like, met up or did anything.
On what date, sir, did you let her use the car?
The beginning of April, 2009.
What took you a year to get here?
You know, she kept putting me off, telling me that, making promises that she was gonna give it back when she got ready or when she got her car.
Mm-hmm. Actually, he tried to steal my car, Judge, out of my...
It's not your car! It's not your car! She's really swift.
She's slicker.
She's slick. I got it.
She's slick.
You're a full-time student where?
At Laney College.
And how long have you been there?
Since 2008.
How do you support yourself and your children?
I work part-time in my on campus.
Doing what?
I'm a peer advisor.
How much do you earn?
$8, financial aid, work study.
So I'm going to ask you again, how do you support your children?
I make a way I'm a full-time student, so I balance it out.
Bird, figure out where she signs this and let her sign over the title to that car to him. Then we'll start with the rent.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, but, Your Honor, in defense,
listen to me. I heard you. I heard what you said. Use the car until I get a new one. Go buy a new one.
Okay, but he gave the car to me?
No, he didn't. I don't believe that he gave the car to you. He tried to take it back. I got it.
Okay.
I even got a shirt. Yep.
I don't need any more help from you. I got her.
Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you.
I want to see the signature, please, Bird. Have her sign it again.
Mm-hmm.
And sign it the way you signed the answer. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? If you need to look at your signature, I'll take out your driver's license. Do we understand each other, madam?
Yes.
Sure.
Sign it!
Right next to X.
Give him the title. Now you have your car back.
Thank you, sir. Bernard.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She wouldn't let me move in, though.
No, so? He was married. He had some female call my phone.
I never
talking about she's his wife and she's gonna set my car on fire. And
I didn't ask you a question.
And later today,
me, distraught, unfortunately, I was not thinking, went into my mother's room and took a ring and
gave it to her.
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Oliva, you seem to be shaking your head.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Raymond Wood says ex-girlfriend Brandy Smith owes for the return of a car and a deposit on an apartment.
Now tell me about the rent.
Okay, after we were seeing each other for a while, we were texting each other every night about how much she... Okay, she asked, she wanted to move. she has said that she had to be out by June or July.
Had to be out where?
Out of her place she's staying now with her abusive baby's daddy. And so she kept crying to me about all that. And I said, okay, well, since we seem to be getting along pretty good, why don't we move in together? And she said, that would be a good idea. So I said, well, if you find a place, I'll put up the money that we can move in. So she found a place. She called me. She found a place. She told me that the guy needed $1,000 to move in. So I got $1,000.
You got $1,000 because you sold her car for $1,000.
Right. I had her
$1,000. So you had her $1,000.
Yes. And we met up. We went to San Jose. We gave $1,000 to the landlord. He gave her a receipt and didn't give me any.
So far, that's her $1,000.
That's her $1,000.
Right?
Yes.
okay? And then about a few days later, she calls and tells me that the rest of the security deposit, which is $1,500, was need to be paid by the time that she moved in. So I told her, I said, well, why don't we just give the landlord the $1,500 so that would guarantee the place for us to move in.
That is a lot.
And she said, okay. So I went to my bank and drawed out $1,500 out of my savings account. And we went there on that Friday, August 14th, and we gave him a cashier's check for $1,500.
Okay, so, and then what happened?
Okay, and then, Your Honor, the inspection came. The first inspection didn't pass. And she told me it didn't pass, so there was another inspection. And she told me the inspection, when I had to go to Sacramento, and I was in a board meeting thing where I had to appear.
Whatever.
Okay.
She moved in by herself without you.
Okay, then she called and said it had passed. Okay, so I called her back and she said that I was moving in too fast, that she didn't think that things were going to work out. She wanted to take things a little slower. I said, well, what about my money? I said, can't you just give me the money back? If you don't want me to move in, that's okay. And she said she would make arrangements to pay me the money. This is back in August of 2009.
So where is that a loan? Huh? That's not a loan.
No, it's not a loan. I was supposed to move in with her.
But it wasn't a loan.
No.
It just didn't work out.
And I never even got to move in.
So what?
Well,
that's not what a court is here for. She changed her mind.
Right.
You didn't have an agreement with her that if you didn't move in with her, she would pay you back the money.
That's right.
No, you didn't.
But
you had an agreement with her that you were going to pay this money and you were going to move in together.
Right.
And then she said, I changed my mind.
She wouldn't let me move in, though.
No, so? He was married. He had some female call my phone.
I never
talking about she's his wife and she's going to set my car on fire and reading my license plate.
I'm not interested about
that.
Mr. Woods,
whatever.
Mr. Woods, there was no contract to repay you the $1,500.
And my lease states that I'm the only person on the lease.
I didn't ask you a question.
Well, she...
That's facts.
She changed her mind.
But you know, Your Honor, the reason why I didn't fill out a contract, because if it did not work, I didn't want to be tied and bind there. I had my old place where I was.
You didn't fill out a contract. What do you want me to do?
I would like her to pay me my $1,500
back. She's not going to. You didn't have a contract. It wasn't a loan. She didn't say, would you loan me $1,500? Or could I borrow $1,500 because I need it? Mm-hmm. He said, here, we're going to be a couple. Turns out that you weren't a couple. She changed her mind. That wasn't a loan.
But we were supposed to move in together, though.
Yeah. No, we weren't.
Did you ever go over to that apartment?
Yes, I did.
One.
After she moved in?
Well, actually, when...
Did you ever go over to
the
apartment?
I did, and she wasn't there. She left for 2 weeks. She moved somewhere for like 2 weeks. The car was never there.
So you never stepped foot in that apartment once she took up residence there, is what I'm saying to you.
No, I never did, Your Honor. Never did.
Did you ever promise to pay him back the $1,500?
No. I don't have the funds to do it, so
no, I didn't think you did.
Yeah.
Were you living with a guy who was not nice to you?
Yeah. I was in an unstable relationship.
Well, that's a nice way of putting it.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She's lying.
You're both lying a little bit.
No, I'm not lying.
Well, then, if you're not lying, Mr. Woods, you're a little bit foolish.
Well, I don't think maybe that, foolish. But now I'm not.
It's a sugar daddy.
Just a second. Sweetheart, you're not that young.
And later today.
I was told the ring came out of a safe deposit box, not that he went in his mother's room and took it from his mother's room.
Came out of what safe deposit box?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Raymond Woods says ex-girlfriend Brandy Smith owes for the return of a car and a deposit on an apartment.
And how many children do you have with Mr. Unstable?
One.
Your Honor, she's lying.
You're both lying a little bit.
No, I'm not lying,
sir. You're both
she
lying a little
lying.
Bit. Well, then, if you're not lying, Mr. Woods, you're a little bit foolish.
Well,
I don't think
maybe
you're
that,
foolish.
But now I'm not
it's
lying.
A sugar
daddy. I don't think you're a foolish
sugar.
Person.
She said she has sugar daddy.
No, what? She said you're a sugar daddy.
Just a sec.
Okay.
Sweetheart, you're not that young.
And he's really old.
You're not that young.
It's a compliment.
You have your car back?
Yes.
That's it. Thank you very much. That's all.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
He took advantage of him a lot older. That's why.
Sugar daddies get taken advantage of.
After I gave her the money, she just decided not to even want to have anything to do with me.
When they use money to equate love...
We text all night long about how we felt about feelings about each other.
They usually get played.
Oh, I still love her. I just wouldn't want to be with her.
All about money. And I got it.
Don't never trust a hood rat.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Gallagher-Oliva versus Oliva. Step forward, please.
Maureen Gallagher-Oliva is suing her late husband's daughter, Danielle Oliva, for the return of a ring that belonged to Danielle's father.
Bert, the subject of this case is that ring right over there. So could you hand that to me, please, so that I have it?
Certainly.
Thank you. Your last name is Oliva?
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Oliva, your husband passed away when?
September 2nd of 2009.
How long were you married?
We would have been married 23 years, and we were together 25.
The defendant is your husband's daughter?
Yes, ma'am.
And I assume that this young man is your son?
Yes.
How old is he?
He'll be 24 tomorrow.
And he is the product of your marriage to your husband?
Yes.
And this is your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
Your mother was married to your father?
Yes, ma'am.
For how long?
About 5 years.
Your lawsuit is about this ring. Stand up. Stand next to your mom. It appears that your son, according to your complaint, after your husband died, took this ring without your permission and gave it to his half-sister.
That's correct.
And you want it back?
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Oliva says that she wants a memento of her father's. She doesn't deny that her brother gave it to her. And I assume that your husband died without a will?
That's correct, Your Honor.
What's your first name?
John.
So tell me how the ring came about, John.
On, I believe it was September 10th, I was in the middle of a conversation with Danielle. Danielle stated that she would like a piece of my father's jewelry. Me, trying to do the right thing, distraught, and just trying to keep on keeping on. I was just trying to go through the motions without really thinking. And unfortunately, I was not thinking. Went into my mother's room and took a ring. Drove 2 hours to Newburgh, met her, and...
Gave it to her?
Yes, ma'am.
Miss Oliva, you seem to be shaking your head. Why don't you tell me your version of how the ring came about?
It's pretty much the same story, Your Honor. The difference was is that I was told this, the ring came out of a safe deposit box, not that he went in his mother's room and took it from his mother's room.
Came out of what safe deposit box?
I don't know, Your Honor. I did ask my brother for a piece of jewelry, if he could obtain it. I didn't care what it was. I just wanted something that belonged to my father. And he said that he would be able to get something because the jewelry was in a safe deposit box.
There seems to be some indication that you didn't have a great ongoing relationship with your father.
I did not. Our relationship was kind of rocky for the past few years, and there are several reasons for that.
I don't care if the reason. I'm just trying to piece it together.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you in a family dispute? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Miss Oliva, you're going to get the ring back. It's yours. That's what the law is, because your brother can't give you something which doesn't belong to him. Mm-hmm. You do understand that?
Yes.
And I understand that you're hurt.
Yes, I am, Your Honor. But
got it. And shouldn't be angry with your son, because he was really...
I wasn't angry with my son. He was grieving just as I was.
Yeah.
And we are still grieving. It was only 5 months ago.
I got it. I didn't know your husband. If you're still grieving, he must have been a nice man.
He was wonderful.
And you were probably, and he was probably at various points in the last few years, very disappointed in his relationship with his daughter.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. You know, I've been around a long time, so I got it. It would probably be nice if you could be forgiving at some point down the road in his memory and find it in your heart to find something, a memento of his, to let her have just so that she has a piece of him, because she probably is feeling a little bit guilty now, too, that she didn't have the kind of relationship with her father as she should have. But, you know, you have to understand, you were together for 25 years. You had a child together. She was not with her father full-time. She was not with her father growing up. Those present all different kinds of stuff. You know, she had a mother who was may have been a little bit bitter. She maybe didn't have the same kind of advantages. Whatever it is.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a whole playpen full of emotions. What I'm suggesting to you is, as the rawness wears off in his good memory, find it in your heart to get something to her of your husband's. It would be a nice thing if she had something that belonged to her father. Will you think about that?
I will consider it.
Good. You promise me?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. Would you return this to Miss Avila?
Sure.
Thank you very much. The case is over.
Why do you excuse me? Step out.
Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I understand her reaction or her decision to give the ring back.
I don't know if I can find it in my heart to forgive her.
I would certainly hope that my mother would soften her heart a little bit.
And I do hope that my stepmother would take it into consideration to give me a piece of jewelry.
But I will try. I promised the judge I would try.
She did promise the judge she would consider it. I don't know if I truly believe that.
But I don't know if that's going to happen.